G, wow, hard to resist that smile. Personality from you, soft skin, brown eyes, a plus two. Bed, get in.
Welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Mike Care Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Frank's Place Restaurant Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. And if it's happening in Ocoee, it is happening at Frank's Place. Right now, what is happening at Frank's Place is I'm being joined by Chatty Boom. And Chatty, we've been talking all about, you know, your music, and now we want to talk about some of these songs.
Yes.
And the first song we have here is Lips. Can you tell us about this song?
This is Lips is one of those songs that's I have some songs. Actually, all the ones you have, they're part of my what I call sexy time songs.
Oh, that's
yeah,
good.
Because they're not like anything that happened to me specifically, right, but right. situational things that can happen between people in different stages of a relationship, like you just meeting them or, you know, have a crush on them. Or so lips is about crushing, you know, and it's about once you kiss my lips, you know, yeah. it's over. Yeah. People have told me I have nice lips when they kiss me. So I'm like, OK, let me write a song about it. So.
Okay, and another song we have here is Cry.
Yes, Cry. Actually, Lips and Cry right now are part of my dual single right now. The music videos are out now. You can go to my website, chaddyboom.com, C-H-A-D-D-Y, boom.com. Cry is another crushing situational, but it's a little before. When you first see someone, you wonder what could happen between you two. So that's what that is, speculating in your mind. Ooh, I see this person. You begin to fantasize about them, and that's what that's about.
And the last one we have here is My Body.
Yes. My Body, another sexy time. Everything's... So this one is about, oh, you know somebody, you guys know each other, and you can be in a relationship or... I don't know, friends with benefits, I don't know. But it's about, you know, they come over, you know. Let me come over there. You got to come over here because I want you now. That's what that's about.
Oh, so those are three songs. And so those three are on this EP.
Yes,
then.
They are. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then they'll be on the LP.
Yes.
Too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. And so with these three songs, if people would like to purchase their own very copy, we
yes.
appreciate you here
yes.
lending them to us on this. But we would encourage them. They can go to iTunes.
Yes, they can go to iTunes, Google Play Music, Amazon. They can stream it on Spotify if they'd like. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. So there's a lot of ways to get these songs. So, I mean, right now, do you have, like, the EP that people could get, like, a good rate on the all six, or that you buy each song individually?
You can get the whole EP all together.
Okay.
I think on Amazon it was $5.94,
that's
so
good. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
And to encourage our audience to get that, what are some of the songs that we didn't hear today, but that we encourage people to listen to when they buy the
listen to Phony Boo.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good one. It's an upbeat, fun song, but it's about, you know, you don't want any phony people in your life, you know? I'd rather somebody be an evil person to my face than a phony be. Yeah, I don't like phony people. Don't act like you're cool with me when you're not. Just don't talk to me. And I'd appreciate that more. I don't like fakeness. I don't like it.
Oh, so you've really got a great philosophy with these songs, you know,
mm-hmm.
that you could bring, you really bring yourself to the songs.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes, even ones that are fictitious, it's still part of me in it, even if it didn't happen in real life, you know, to me. It's still how I would think in these situations, how I would feel in these situations. So, yeah.
And, you know, one thing, Chaddy, you know, a lot of songwriters like, and you mentioned you've got your phone and you put it into your phone right
mm-hmm.
away. Do you find that the original lyrics or when you first get it down is what you tend to go with? Like it's, oh, let's go back to this. And then you end up going to what you originally, you know, had.
I usually do that. I usually stick with the original. Even if I try to change it later, it's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I like the original better. I've come to realize a lot of times the first time I do it, that's your instinct, that's your gut. So that's the most truthful one. So that's usually the best.
And now, Chaddy, we want to talk about, you know, your live performances. So
yes.
Give us a sense. So you're performing and then you have musicians or backing tracks?
Yes,
or?
I have backing tracks just for the fullness. But I perform with a live full band, two guitars, bass, drums, keyboard. Eventually, I want to, you know, like a percussion section. And and sometimes depends... it would show. I might have dancers. I might not, but I do dance on stage.
Oh,
so,
great.
Yeah, I move around the stage a lot. I love people like Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson. I grew up loving the entertainers, the ones who dance. So then I got a lot of experience doing that as well. Even in high school, my best friend, he's a great dancer. He's actually down here helping me. Shout out to you, Raylo. He's helping me with a lot of the stage performance because I hate thinking of everything myself. So yeah, it's people have told me it's highly energetic. I know I can be way more, but they said I'm energetic enough. I have a lot of energy, and they really enjoy it, even if I'm in places where my genre doesn't match. I did a lot of shows with metal bands, and they always give me a good reception. And before I even had a live band, before I even put a band together, I did have backing tracks. So I would perform with, like, rappers. You know, I'll be performing these popish rockish songs with rappers, and they gave me good reception, too. So I don't have a specific place to go, so I'm just like, okay. Pop place, rock place, I'll go.
So that you find that your music is almost welcomed almost anywhere in any genre.
Yep.
So
yep.
It's not a specific, like, well, this is this
marketed
is that.
For
yeah.
that. No.
Oh, great. And so you do, like you were saying, more of a full show with
yes.
dancing, and then you choreograph all this
yes.
with the dancers and
yeah.
you practice. And-
yeah. Yeah, sometimes I have dancers. For my show coming up, I do not have dancers this show. But sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Dancers in my music video Lips, you can see that. Yeah, see how I get down.
Oh, great, great. So you do a lot of, like, festivals? Or, I mean, do you need a certain amount of room? Because in a place like this, at Frank's place, can you fit in here? Probably.
I've performed at small places, but when I have done certain music festivals, I had one where I couldn't even do because they said I was going to be on a main stage because he saw right. my full show, how many people I had on stage, and I had dancers, too, and so my manager went there. He's like, you can't even perform on here. I said, I can't. And they know how many people you have, so I need a specific size. I performed on smaller stages before, but it's very restricting, you know? Have to jump down or something, go into the crowd. It's very restricting, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do right now.
So a festival with a main stage is your bread and butter, is what you love. You could utilize all this space because sometimes
yeah.
you'll see on a stage there's five guys.
They're
and
just
there's
standing there.
Stage.
Yeah, and they just, yeah, standing there, not using it. Yeah.
Oh, so you have, you know, certain dance moves that you do with, like, certain
songs. Yeah.
So it's all set then.
Yes, yes. And it's, like, so funny because my drummer, shout out to you, Moni, he cracks up at us. I'm like, the foot has to be exactly like this because I'm doing a dance move to this foot like this, so it can't change. So, yeah, I got certain dances to certain songs and very specific.
So when you're coming up with a song, Chatty, is it a situation where in the back of your mind, okay, how am I going to dance to this? Or do you worry later? What?
I worry later about that. So a lot of times, though, it comes in my brain as yeah. I'm doing it. But the dance part usually comes okay. later on. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's something that comes in later. But to get and you're probably, when you're writing it, you probably figure, I could dance to this.
Yeah, because it's my challenge is I'm doing more rockish music, and you usually see more dance into hip-hop or, you know, EDM-sounding music. So I'm like, this challenge is dancing to rock music, which you don't normally see. So I'm not even thinking about choreography yet, because that's the challenge afterwards. Once I'm writing.
And I mean, is there any song that you do where you don't have dancing, or you don't dance, or you try to make all your songs dance?
No, not all of them.
Okay.
I Am Her, I'm not really dancing to. I have specific okay. things I do on stage, right. but not there isn't choreography to that one. Even Phony Boot, that doesn't have specific okay. dancing. It's a couple little things I do, but that doesn't have a dance routine either to it. But Lips has one. Cry doesn't either. The music video Cry, you'll see me on stage there. I don't have dance. You might see me moving a little bit, but I don't have specific dances to that.
And for you, Chatty, how long are these shows? Because, you know, a lot goes into it and you put a lot of passion into it. So, I mean, are you doing like 3-4 hour shows or is it more like two or one? Or
it's more like 30 to 40 minute shows.
Oh, there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yes. Right now, yeah. Because right. I'm just coming back. I haven't performed since 2015 because I had another band and then I regrouped and redid my whole album, went into a professional studio, got live drums and re-recorded guitars and bass and redid my vocals and got it done really right this time, and I'm really proud of it. So for my show this upcoming Thursday, my EP release, I'm going to be showing that.
Okay, Chatty, and in our last segment, I definitely want to talk more about that release party, and we'll get your social media there,
right.
too. My guest today is Chatty Boom, a great, yeah, I love that name there, a great singer-songwriter, musician, and performer. You are listening to the Mike Kira Radio Show, the Central Florida Buzz, here at Frank's Place Restaurant Sports Bar, 146 North Clark Road in beautiful Ocoee, Florida. If it's happening in Ocoee, it is happening at Frank's Place, and please stay with us for our very last segment of this edition of our program today.